Let's talk about construction and the need for workers. And what is let's start off from a monetary side. What does construction, how much of an impact does construction have on the economy?
Oh yeah, construction has a huge impact on the economy. It contributes trillions of dollars to our gross domestic product. And if you think about it, construction essentially is, and I know it's a corny pun, but it's the foundation for every other bit of economic activity, right? You can't run a store if someone doesn't build it. You can't run a factory if someone hasn't built the factory. You can't ship goods on a highway if someone hasn't built the highway, right? You can't generate power for our economy if someone hasn't built that power plant. So, and the other thing about construction is, unlike so many other segments of our economy, it's a very labor intensive sector, right? There are over 8 million people employed in construction in the United States. It's not really a kind of part of the economy that you can outsource, right? Like, you really can't build a new highway in China and ship it to the United States and drop it in. It all has to be built here.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. And it's not something you can have part-time workers for either, really. You really need guys and gals who are committed to it on a full-time basis, right?
No, that's right. You know, well, the industry is working to create more flexibility in worker schedules. It is something that, by and large, is a full-time profession, right? If you're a construction craft worker, it's your dedicated career. And one of the reasons is it wouldn't make sense to be working part-time, given the fact that in any given week, if you're an electrician, if you're a pipe fitter, if you're a laborer, if you're a carpenter, if you're an equipment operator, you're going to be going to three or four different project job sites, depending on the project, at least in a given month. So you spend so much time driving from point A to point B, it doesn't make sense to only work 4 hours a day. Like, you want to really get sort of the most out of that profession. The challenge, right, of course, is that we don't have enough people who want to do the work.
Yeah, that's it. How many workers are you lacking right now? How many workers do you need?
You know, that's a good question. I've seen all kinds of different estimates, anywhere to half a million to a million, million plus. The measure we use is we survey our members every year and ask them, hey, you know, are you having a hard time finding qualified workers? Do you plan to expand? 98% of our members say they plan to add staff this year, hire craft construction workers. But 80% say they're having a hard time finding enough people to hire. And you know, it makes sense when you think about demographics, right? Like, we've got an aging workforce in construction too. And then add to that, we don't really do much to encourage young, you know, high school students to think about careers in construction. You know, very few high school students are go to, you know, what we knew as shop class or learn about construction skills. And then, you know, we don't let people come to the country lawfully to do construction work either. So, you know, these are great paying jobs, but, you know, we have a huge need for them. And I guess I put it this way. If you are looking for a career in construction and you can pass a drug test, which is required in the industry, there is a job waiting for you in construction, and there will be a job waiting for you throughout your entire career.
Uh-huh. So it's a job that is available, and it's very rewarding too. You'll get paid well.
Yeah, the average pay, we just saw these figures come out last week from the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics. The average hourly wage in construction is almost $37 an hour. And that's about 18% better than the average job in the United States today. And you got to remember that most of the career paths available in construction don't require people to go to a four-year college. So you don't have to accumulate all that debt or delay when you start earning real money for 4 years to go to 4 or 5 years or 6 years, depending on how you are as a student. You know, get a four-year degree to start earning that good living in construction.
Yeah. Is there anything in technology? I mean, what part does technology play in construction? I mean, is AI, artificial intelligence, is that going to be a uh, that going to be something that the construction workers or the construction industry is going to need in some way?
Sure. The industry is already using artificial intelligence, particularly in what we call pre-construction, the part where you've got like the teams of engineers and project managers and supervisors mapping out every element of the construction project before you start work. So there's a lot of kind of in-office AI tools that are designed to make that process easier and more efficient. But we're on the cusp of seeing significant new technologies coming into the construction process on job sites. You know, if you were to walk into a factory in 1970, there'd be tons of people. It'd be like, well, Vernon Shirley, you know, they'd be sort of checking all the bottles on the conveyor belt and everything else. And construction would, you know, would be labor intensive. But if you walk into a factory today, there's like three people. Laverne and Shirley are long gone. There's like three people there to make sure the computers are kind of working right and the robots are working right. Now, we're never going to get to that spot in construction, but we are on the brink of having a lot more of the machines doing the dangerous and hard work on construction. And then the men and women who work on a construction project will be holding an iPad in their hand, or will they'll be checking measurements. So they'll be making sure that everything's going okay. So this is an industry that will, I think, in the next 10, 15 years evolve, but it's still going to need a lot of people, which is why we keep pushing for, hey, we need to boost funding for career and technical education, for vocational education in schools, so that we can expose more American students to careers in construction. And in the meantime, we need to put in place some kind of a legal, trackable, taxable, temporary visa program so that we can bring some folks with construction skills into the country now, so we don't have to put our shovels down or you know, idle that construction equipment for 4 years until we rebuild the domestic pipeline.
Mm-hmm. Is the immigration policies now by the current administration, is that causing some problems in the construction industry right now?
Yeah, I'll say this. If we go on our current path, it will, right? You know, there's been a lot of talk about deportations, but I think that the Trump administration has been pretty good about focusing their efforts on the people we all agree we need to get out of the country. You know, illegal immigrants who are engaged in criminal activity or who are threats to national security or been ordered by a judge to leave the country. Everyone agrees we got to get them out of here. Everyone agrees we need to secure the border. But if the scope of deportations goes beyond that and starts targeting men and women who, yes, they committed this original sin of coming to the country without permission, but otherwise, every morning they've been getting up, they've been putting their boots on, they've been kind of helping build our country and our economy. You know, instead of deporting them, we need to give them some kind of a way for them to earn, to make up for that original sin, earn their path to legal status so that we can track them. And most important, frankly, so we can tax them. And then we need to, like I said, put in place some kind of temporary visa program so we don't have people sneaking into the country to get these jobs. But we have people that come in that we know who they are and we know where they are and we know what they're getting paid and we're taxing them. And then, obviously, most important, we need to rebuild that domestic pipeline.
Yeah, indeed. I'm coming up on time here. Anything we haven't talked about in our two conversations that we need
no,
to get
I just,
out to people aside from the website?
No, I was just going to mention the website, but beyond that, yep. You know, I want to go back to this point that having enough construction workers is essential for your community's ability to grow, right? You can't build that factory, you can't build that office building, you can't fix up that grocery store or improve that school if you don't have the men and women we need to get that built. So that's why we want to make sure that we've got the right construction workers brought in the right way or trained the right way to do the job that needs to keep our country growing.
There we go. Brian, where do people go to find out more about this?
WorkforceDoneRight.org. All one word, WorkforceDoneRight.org. You can find all the information there. You can even, if you want to have your voice heard in Washington on this issue and tell your member of Congress that, yes, we want our children to get construction training, and, yes, we want a trackable and taxable way to bring people in the short term so we can keep building, you can click on a button right there and send a note to your member of Congress. Again, WorkforceDoneRight.org.
Brian Turmail, Vice President of Public Affairs and Workforce at the Associated General Contractors of America. That's a mouthful, but I thank you.
It's a 108-year-old name. Agreed. Yes.
Yeah. No kidding. I thank you for the time, and best to you in D.C. and Arlington, and thanks for stopping by for a few minutes.
My pleasure. Always good to be here.
All right. Thanks. Bye now.